Watch, Florida woman arrested for allegedly making bomb in Walmart. By Amy Furr on March 3, 2020. Body cam video shows the moment a woman was arrested for allegedly making a bomb at a Walmart in Tampa, Florida, in January. The recently released footage showed an off-duty Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation (FWC) officer approach 37-year-old Emilise Dallard as she stood in an aisle of the store, according to WFLA. A security guard had noticed the suspect wandering aimlessly inside the building, opening items such as nails, a mason jar, and denatured alcohol. He then alerted the FWC officer and went with him to confront Stallard, whom they said was just about to light a wick. The officer stated his name, then asked the suspect to go outside the building, to which he replied, "I'm not coming out front." Stallard appeared to be holding a lighter in her right hand at the time. "Go ahead and put your phone down, your purse down, and the lighter," the officer told her as she refused to comply. Not long after, he escorted Stallard and her son out of the store where Hillsborough County Sheriff Office deputies met them in the parking lot. At one point, the body cam footage showed Stallard kick the car door from inside as the officer opened it. "I swear, if you break my window or dent my truck, you're gonna have additional charges," he said, adding, "You realize you just kicked the door into my wrist, right?" Following her arrest, Stallard was charged with attempted arson of a structure, firebombing, contributing to the delinquency of a minor, child abuse and battery on a law enforcement officer. The suspect had reportedly filled the packages she opened with flammable materials, projectiles, and matches, according to the Miami Herald. This woman had all the supplies she needed to cause mass destruction at her disposal, Sheriff Chad Cronister said in a press release at the time. Had it not been for an alert off-duty law enforcement officer and a watchful security staff at Walmart, she may have followed through with her plans to cause an explosion inside the store, he concluded.